Welcome to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The center fielder, Chris Singleton. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Maglio Ordonez. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Carlos Lee. Batting sixth. The catcher, Brooke Fordyce. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Craig Wilson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lou Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, James Baldwin. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, James Baldwin. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, J.D. Drew. Batting second. The shortstop, Edgar Renteria. Batting third. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ray Lankford. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Fernando Tatis. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Darren Bragg. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Joe McEwing. Batting 8th. The catcher, Eli Marrero. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Kent Buttonfield. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Kent Buttonfield. And now, play ball. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McEwing scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Singleton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Renteria scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ordonez hits a line drive into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. J.D. Drew is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Drew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Edgar Renteria is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Renteria hits a fly ball into center field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McGuire strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Shawn Dunston now playing first base. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lee hits a pop-up into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Fordyce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fordyce hits a fly ball into center field. Drew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Craig Wilson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lankford strikes out. One out. Fernando Tatis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tatis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bragg strikes out. two outs. Joe McEwing is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. McEwing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McEwing scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. James Baldwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Baldwin strikes out. Two outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Singleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McEwing scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Eli Marrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marrero hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kent Bottenfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Marrero. The throw from Fordyce and he is safe. Marrero steals second. Kent Bottenfield is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bottenfield bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Marrero moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. J.D. Drew batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Drew is 0 for 1 in the game. Drew hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Cardinals. Edgar Renteria is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Renteria is 0 for 1 in the game. Renteria hits a fly ball into center field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Dunston hits a fly ball into center field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Lankford is 0 for 1 in the game. Lankford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lankford for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Thomas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McEwing scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Ordonez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tatis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Fernando Tatis is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Tatis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Tatis strikes out. One out. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Bragg is 0 for 1 in the game. Bragg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baldwin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe McEwing is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. McEwing is 0 for 1 in the game. McEwing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rodriguez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Brooke Fordyce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fordyce is 0 for 1 in the game. Fordyce hits a ball on the ground towards short. Renteria scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Craig Wilson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into left field. Lankford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. James Baldwin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Baldwin is 0 for 1 in the game. Baldwin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bragg, who is chasing the ball. Baldwin reaches third base with a triple. Wilson goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Cardinals. Ray Durham batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Durham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 2 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Baldwin scores. Durham moves to third. It's 4-2, Cardinals. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Singleton moves to second. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ordonez is 0 for 2 in the game. Ordonez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 6-4, White Sox. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lee is 0 for 2 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tatis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Cardinals 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Eli Marrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Marrero is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Marrero hits a fly ball into center field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kent Bottenfield is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bottenfield is 0 for 0 in the game. Bottenfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. J.D. Drew is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Drew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Drew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bottenfield moves to second. Edgar Renteria is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Renteria is 0 for 2 in the game. Renteria hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bottenfield moves to third. Drew moves to second. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Dunston is 0 for 1 in the game. Dunston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rodriguez fields it and throws to second for the out. Bottenfield scores. Drew moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-5, White Sox. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lankford is 0 for 2 in the game. Lankford hits a fly ball into center field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Cardinals 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Brooke Fordyce is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fordyce is 0 for 2 in the game. Fordyce hits a ball on the ground towards short. Renteria scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Craig Wilson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buttonfield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Cardinals 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Sean Lowe now pitching. Mike Caruso now playing shortstop. Fernando Tatis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Tatis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Tatis hits a line drive into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bragg is 0 for 2 in the game. Bragg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe McEwing is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McEwing is 0 for 2 in the game. McEwing is hit by the pitch. Eli Marrero batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Marrero is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Marrero hits a fly ball into center field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Cardinals 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Caruso batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Caruso hits a pop-up towards short. Renteria settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Durham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Durham strikes out. Two outs. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Singleton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Singleton takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dunston settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Cardinals 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Willie McGee pinch hits for Kent Buttonfield. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. J.D. Drew is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Drew is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Drew strikes out. Two outs. Edgar Renteria is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Renteria is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Renteria strikes out. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Dunston is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Dunston hits a fly ball into center field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Cardinals 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Garrett Stevenson now pitching. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tatis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carlos Lee batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Ordonez. The throw from Marrero and he is safe. Ordonez steals second. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lee is 0-for-3 in the game. Lee hits a line drive into left field. Lankford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Fordyce is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Fordyce is 0-for-3 in the game. Fordyce hits a fly ball into left field. Lankford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Craig Wilson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Paul Konerko pinch hits for Sean Lowe. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Konerko hits a line drive into left field. Lankford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Cardinals 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Brian Ward now pitching. Darren Jackson now playing left field. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lankford is 0-for-3 in the game. Lankford hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Fernando Tatis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Tatis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Tatis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lankford moves to second. Bill Simas now pitching. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bragg is 0-for-3 in the game. Bragg bunts between the mound and first base. Simas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bragg for the out. Lankford moves to third. Tatis moves to second. One out. Joe McEwing is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. McEwing is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McEwing is walked intentionally. Eli Marrero is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Marrero is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Marrero hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Singleton. Marrero reaches second base with a double. Lankford scores. Tatis scores. McEwing goes all the way around to score. It's 8-6, Cardinals. Thomas Howard pinch hits for Garrett Stevenson. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Howard strikes out. Two outs. J.D. Drew is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Drew is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Drew hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Caruso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. David Howard now playing first base. Ricky Botolico now pitching. Mike Caruso batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Caruso is 0-for-1 in the game. Caruso hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Durham strikes out. One out. Chris Singleton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Singleton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Singleton takes first base on ball 4. Caruso moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Thomas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Caruso moves to third. Singleton moves to second. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Ordonez is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Ordonez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McEwing fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Busch Stadium in St. Louis.